with your host, Laura Lee.
And Manny MUA.
Yeah.
You guys.
We got a surprise.
Do you notice anything different about us? Do you notice anything like different about us? Oh my God, that ass is tight. That's a nice ass. You guys, we just launched right now, actually.
Right now.
Full coverage merch.
For the first time ever, we have full coverage merch. We are so excited about this collection.
We have, you guys have actually been asking
Actually,
us.
This wasn't even a us thing. This is more of a you thing. And you guys did this.
We didn't realize that like people, because okay, it's like me and Laura have both done merch in the past like years ago, like mm-hmm. when merch was like more popping.
Yep.
And then so when we did the podcast, people were like, we would like, do you have merch? Like, do you guys have anything that we could buy and like wear and support? And we were like, we don't, but that could be a great idea.
Yeah.
Like a small, because we have like, this is literally a little capsule collection. It's this t-shirt.
This hoodie.
And
one small water bottle. We wanted to do a smaller collection with you guys just to get our feet wet with it and just mm-hmm. to try it out. You guys have requested so much. They're like, come out with something. Give us something.
Yeah.
So we wanted to create a full coverage collection. You got the full coverage pink.
Yes. But with like the neutral grayness too, because I feel like we have like, it's kind of gray.
Yep.
It ties in very nicely with the aesthetic. So also on the back of this shirt too.
Oh, show them.
We have...
Full coverage. It looks so good. We'll also insert some pictures of us wearing it so you guys can get a better version. Mm-hmm. And we'll link it, of course, down below. It launched today.
Yeah, it's live now.
We're so excited about it. I love the colors. It's like a vintage wash charcoal. And the inside is like a jersey fleece mixture. So you're not going to get too hot in it, but you could wear it throughout the summer, I feel. And
then
it's
totally.
The drawstring hoodie. So it's really cute. I would say the hoodie's pretty loose fit, and I would say the t-shirt's pretty standard t-shirt fit, oversized.
I like the oversizedness of the hoodie though. Lot. I love the oversized hoodie.
What size tee are you wearing?
Large.
So this is a large tee.
And then, I'm 6 foot.
And then let me just stand to show you the hoodie because I'm wearing a medium just so you guys can see.
And it fits you, and it fits her. Look at this, you guys. It fits her like a nice big medium. Mm-hmm. Like it's oversized. It's supposed to be comfy, cozy, loungy. So we were kind of going for something really loungy and comfortable, especially because we're going into summer. So we don't want something to be too like hot.
Exactly.
And this is not that. Like this is actually a very cute, adorable moment.
And we've been sneaking around wearing our merch.
Many times. And it's nice, honestly, you guys. It's just fun. Like we're able to like do this little merch. If you guys like it, enjoy it. Maybe we can continue doing merch later on. But we wanted to start off really small because we were just like, let's just have a couple items.
See how it goes.
Like we didn't want to do something huge and crazy because I feel like I feel sometimes too with merch, if you launch like 10 hoodies,
it's overwhelming.
I'm overwhelmed.
I don't even need that many.
No, I want like a shirt, a hoodie, and a water bottle.
We felt like. Like, what do we wear? Because we worked with Fanjoy on this collection and they offered the world. Like, they have everything under the sun. And honestly, me and Manny were like, we just wear t-shirts and hoodies. Like, that's what we wear. And like around, like for comfort and lounge, we like t-shirts and hoodies. But let us know if you guys would be interested in a sweatpant.
Yeah, let us know. We would love to hear it. Because like this is our first launch. We would love to hear feedback. What you guys think? What you guys like? We want to do something really like classic in the beginning, just full coverage.
Yep.
Easy gorge with our bubble lettering. Very cute.
Very on brand.
Classic.
Very classic.
Very classic. With a little pink. The fact that we have like the pink here with the like pink full cut, we had to.
It's too good.
It's like, it's such a good tie in.
It's too good.
Like we couldn't not do this. So we're really excited that it finally is launched. And that's kind of like our joint peak for the week.
That is our joint peak.
Our joint peak.
What a great peak.
It really is. It's really iconic and lovely. And the fact that like, again, like we're on year two of the podcast. Like we had to come out with merch.
We have merch. Like I can't believe
crazy.
We're on year two. We're like on episode 80 something, I do believe. And we have merch now. It's so cool to see like the podcast continuously evolve.
We have to do like a celebration at episode 100.
100.
Like we have to do like something. We'll have to do like a cute little like
100%. I think a little giveaway.
Oh yeah, I love that
something
idea.
Something like that could be
a
cool.
Giveaway. Mm-hmm. That's really fucking cute for episode 100. And then we personally will go to like dinner or something to celebrate.
Ooh.
We'll take our like close friends. We're like, you guys are gonna celebrate
Honey,
us.
I'm always down to eat. Anywhere.
Always down for a nice little meal.
Just take me out. I'm so ready. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My other peak is getting to see you and Tyler today.
It's been so long. I know. Because we've been gone.
I was gone last week. Yep. Laura was gone last week. We have been gone for like a week and a half. Mm-hmm. Essentially, we have been gone like combined. And so when I walked in, I was like, Laura, I'm going to walk in. Like, I'm going to be fucking running in as if I'm going to like swoop you. Like, that's how I felt. Like, I sent her a meme and it was like.
Of the monkey?
Yes, the monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Come here. And the running
Alana.
One. Yes, Alana from fucking Something City.
Broad City,
where she's like crying and running. I'm like, that's literally me. It was so it's just nice to be able to see you guys because I feel so at home with you guys. You know,
we're back in business,
baby. And it was nice.
It is nice.
You go out of town literally like tomorrow.
And I
the
leave
next
again.
Day.
Yep, tomorrow, and I'm gone for almost another week. So, but I told my assistant, I was like, she was like, "Dang, you're going again." I was like, "Don't worry, I'm staying home the whole month of June. I'm gonna be a good Christian woman and behave myself." And then I go, "Manny, we need to go to the club for Pride."
Because Pride's coming, we have to go out.
A little celebration, a little one too.
Yes, we have to do a little one too in Pride. Like, that's like a requirement at this point.
It's an ally requirement.
We have to go out, you know, like I feel like I tend to get really busy during May too, May and June, because it's like Pride Month and it's very like
a lot going
celebratory,
on.
Very, you know? So it's nice that we get to have like these little moments to, like steal away, like hang out and stuff, you know?
Well, do you have a pit for this week?
Oh, my pit for this week. You know what I will say? My pit for this week is the idea of having conversations with people that you just don't want to have.
Oh,
so I have a mini pit, which is the idea of people saying twins on. Let me tell you something real quick. If you guys tag me in a post and you say twinsy and the person is hit, don't ever tag me again.
Manny has been tagged many times.
Oh, this happens to me like. Almost every other day, like, yeah. Like, oh my God, Manny, like, this is you. I go look.
You're like, huh? Humbleena comes to visit.
They humble me.
They humble you,
dude. They fucking humble me because I'm over here being like, damn, I'm like fucking buying, and then I get a tag, and it's like, damn, twin, and I'm like, where
is it? A subscriber or is it not?
I don't know, and that's what really scares me.
Yeah, it's spooky.
I do not want to be just in. You know, at this point. Don't even tag me.
I have the opposite problem. I have people always tag me on people's TikToks and they go, you look just like at Laura 88 Lee. Like they always tag me and they'll be like, you look just like Laura Lee. And I'm like, can you guys stop doing that? Because they're going to have the reaction you're having. They're going to go to my page and be like, bitch, I don't look like this bitch. I'm literally like, oh my God, do you know that might make them not feel so good if you keep telling them they look like me?
Like, I don't want people to tag me like, oh my God, you look just like Manny, or Manny just looks just like you. Like, I'm done.
It's a tricky game.
It's tricky.
It gets really hairy. Okay,
unless you're saying I look like Robert Downey Jr. as a when he was younger, I don't want to hear it.
But I'm not. I'm going to be very honest, though. When people do tag me and people in the book, I do see it sometimes. Really? I'm like, yeah, I see it sometimes. But it's a specific like nose where you can see the nostrils, massive brown eyes, and of course, dark hair and like tan skin.
So it's
skin.
Like very specific features that they hit.
And like most of them have pretty big teeth too. So I'm like, I see what you're seeing, but they may not like that.
I genuinely, when I do it, like I don't see it.
Just as you didn't like when you were tagged.
And I never do.
Yeah.
It's and I really think for them, it's like, you have black hair and a beard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not enough.
Truly.
I'm going to need more.
That. Truly
I'm
that.
I'm going to need more for you to be like, this is me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But anyway, so like my actual like real pit was having a conversation with the guy that I was like kind of seeing.
Oh.
You know, it was like, I had a conversation with him that I like am actually not, I want to be more casual.
I thought you were saying you were like conversations I don't want to have. You know what I mean? With
people. I didn't want to have it
though. Of course
that
not.
That was the problem.
That's never the best. Like a letdown.
It was a letdown because the thing is like, I don't want to let him down. I don't want to let myself down. I don't want to let anyone down. You know, at the end of the day, like I don't never want that to happen. But I think that when you kind of come to realize like, you know, I am in a spot where I'm like really busy in this current moment. Cause I go through, like, I was telling Laura too. I'm like, I go through these ebbs and flows where I'm like, I love to be in a relationship. I'm like really chilling right now. Nothing's crazy is happening. But then there's times where I'm like balls to the wall. Everything's happening at the same time. And I'm like, I feel like I can't give you what you need from me. So I would like to make things like more on the casual side. Cause I don't want you to feel like you have to like, you know, like keep up with what I'm doing or anything like that. You know, I feel like bad about it. So having the conversation, it's tough to have like having that combo of being like, what are we? What are we doing? This is where I feel like we're going. And that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Not just in general.
It's kind of like, awkward too. It's kind of like,
ugh. I'm like, how are you going to say? I was like, honestly, like having a little like hard conversation was doing it. Cause I was like, fuck, I'm like nervous because I don't want him to be offended, but I also do enjoy hanging out with him. So I'm like, I don't want it to be over, but I'm just saying like, I can't commit like
to like a boyfriend. Situation.
I can't do it. Not right now.
Such a bummer letdown, but sometimes you got to do it.
You know?
Yeah. Thought you were saying whenever you started, I thought you were like saying like, you have to like go have small, because for me, I low key, like I'm good at small talk and I'm really good at keeping conversations going because I am a talker, but it doesn't mean I like it. And I don't like it because a lot of people are dry as fuck and I'm not trying to be shady, but a lot of people are dry. And when you get locked in the conversation,
they want to talk to you
because you carry the conversation and they give you nothing. But now like someone like Karen, who girl, me and her, we get caught up talking. It's going to be hours.
Like, yeah,
exactly. She's a kikier.
Yeah, like,
you
can't
do
that.
People like Karen and like a couple others who are like kikiers.
Yes.
And it's like, girl, don't even get me started with them because we'll never shut up.
Boom, boom, boom,
we'll
boom.
Literally never shut
where
up.
It makes sense.
But there's always those conversations that you have with people whenever it's like pulling
it going,
teeth.
Huh?
You're pulling teeth and you're giving them everything you got. And you're like, okay, I got nothing else for you.
Do you ever have it where this is something I actually do notice and it's something that really hits me. Like it happens to me a lot is when, because you are like that as a human being, people feel closer to you than you actually are with them. And there's a sense of like, this is actually not reality. This is what your idea of it is, but it's not actually what's happening.
I've witnessed you specifically. I have experienced that. So I know exactly what you're talking about, but I have witnessed you experience that a lot. And I know what it is because you have to remember I'm sometimes on the outside in and I can see what's happening.
Yes.
You're very, very, very nice to people. And you always laugh at what they say. Regardless if it was funny or not, like it's a courtesy.
Totally,
you know what
I'm
I mean?
Nice.
You're trying to be nice and you're trying to make them feel good and like be in
setting.
The conversation. Like you're really friendly and you'll laugh at their jokes. So people really gravitate towards that because they like that. It makes them feel good.
Validated.
But then you get the linger.
You guys, Laura knows this with me like wholeheartedly. Like I have to tell her honestly all the time, like when I'm like, Laura, I think that they think that we're like
this
when we're like
Yeah. Well, you're not as close. Like, they took the conversation way stronger than you did. You know, mm-hmm. you were just having fun and being nice and moving on.
Totally.
And then they took it as like, wait, is that my new best friend?
Totally. And sometimes I think I'm like, should I not be as nice?
Well, I'm not nice. I am nice. Very nice. I'm very nice. And I will talk to a wall, but I mm-hmm. think, I don't know. I feel like.
Something about a gay bestie.
Yeah,
too.
I think that. I think a lot of people like see that too. I'm like, listen, I'm a straight girl. I got nothing to offer you here. There's nothing for me to offer you.
She offered
I'm
you.
I'm sorry.
I get it. Offer. No, but I know what you're saying.
But you know what? It's like mm-hmm. the fantasy of the gay bestie, and then you meet Manny, and he's really nice. So now I feel like we're really close, and we're best. Even sometimes you'll be like, like when people just keep going and mm-hmm. they just do not catch it.
No, do you know what's my favorite one? I'm like, that's so crazy.
10 times.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
Again. So wow. crazy. Wow. Wow.
If I feel like those are context clues. Am I crazy to think that?
Well, for people that read rooms, like
we are readers.
And you have to remember, me and Manny have these situations because of the job that we have and the social events we go to and the people we're around. Mm-hmm. Anytime in my normal life, I never had like any of these instances. Like totally. Truly, like I at my job and it was just like, because it was like people you see every day. More so than constantly have to intermingle with masses of people that you are in the industry. You know mm-hmm, what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a job where like networking and being social is part of the job. So that's why we have so many specific instances that happen all the time, I feel like.
It's also happened to me like a couple times more recently at like the gym where it's like I just became like friendly with someone at the gym and they're like, let's like go out. Let's go to the club. Like I'm like, you're like my gym friend.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like weird, but it's like I might be nice and kind in these moments and like maybe I'm making you laugh and you're making me laugh, things like that, but I'm not necessarily trying to be
like do all that
hardcore. Like I'm just like not, but so I don't even know how to like differentiate sometimes. So I'm like, am I being like too nice to you where you really think that like we are besties?
You know what? That happened to us a couple times at Coachella actually.
Oh, don't get me started.
That's actually a great point. Cause do you remember we had several people that would like, kind of kiki. Younger. I mean, you got in a full scandal with a kikier who did the TikTok.
Full scandal.
A full scandal with it.
But I think because, again, kindness, being like there for that
shooting
person.
Shooting videos and pictures and like, because like, honestly, whenever people come up to us, like, I normally say more than hello. Like, we're like, how are you doing? Like, mm-hmm. how's Coachella? What are you guys up to? You know, you want to say more than hello, but then not everybody, but you get your occasional one or two people that be like, so where are we all going after this? I'm like, what?
Who's we?
Wait, what do you mean?
No, so. it's like Neon Carnival when the girl's like, get me into Neon Carnival.
See, that's another.
At the bar, the dude that was lingering heavy. Mm. Like there's just like moments where you're kind of like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I'm happy we had this exchange and I'm glad we were able to have him and take a photo, like do the
what
thing.
What do you do?
But then how do you get out of that?
What do you do? Are you just like, when people at the gym are like wanting to hang out more, what do you do?
DM me.
Yes.
But that's like a different thing where it's like, it's a lot easier to say that when I'm like, you're my gym friend. Like I was like, I'm going to see you often. Like we can kiki and stuff like that. But I'm not going to go out of my way all the time to do things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like for me, like again, time is precious. So like for you, I'm spending it on people like I've already given like who I am to.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like where it's like, if I have free time, I'm like, Laura, what are you doing? If I have free time, I'm like, Daniel, Gabriel, what are you guys doing? Like I want to spend the time that I have, that's not a lot all the time, on people that I've invested.
Yeah.
True time
I feel
into.
Like too, the older I get, the more conscious I am with my time.
Totally.
And like my time's way more sacred to me. And like I refuse to spend time doing things that I really hate doing unless I need to do them. Like it's work stuff that I have to get done. Totally. That doesn't count. I'm talking in my free time.
Yes.
I do not like to spend it with people that I don't like or people I don't want to be around. Like I won't just like, whereas I used to just be go with the flow and
do
anything
whatever.
And waste all my time shitting around. And now I'm like, no, like who's going or what is this? No, I'm not going to be there. You know, like mm-hmm. I'm very selective with my free time now.
Totally. Because it's like, I feel like as you get older too, when you have a lot of things going on, your free time is lessened.
It
is. So you have to be smarter about it.
It is. is. It is so much lessened. Mm-hmm. And the older you get, the more responsibilities you pick up. So it starts to, of course, just eat away
your time. Mm-hmm. And time's so precious that it's like literally like that's like what I'm saying about even dating the guy. I'm like, the little time that I have dating is so much work.
Yeah.
That I'm like, sometimes I don't want to even give that.
Yeah.
I'm not in the mood.
Yeah.
I want to do something where I don't have to feel like I'm at like consciously thinking about like how I'm being perceived. I was like, can I just be with like my girlies who just get me?
The best.
I don't want to worry about having to like be in the, like sometimes when me and Laura hang out, we're just like, girl, you do have fun.
We're just in the room together.
We're in the room together. We're chilling. I'm like, we're watching a movie or something. We're just like chilling and we don't have to like be talking the whole time.
That's like the best time.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, we're just like relaxing.
Yeah.
But when you're on a date that you're getting to know someone, you are on for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just don't have that.
It's a
to
lot
give.
Of effort and a lot of energy.
And a lot of effort and energy to not get the return that you might want. When I'm like, oh, well, I ended up like not even wanting to be with you. And I spent all this time.
I think that's why people hate dating, because like we say like we hate going and doing certain things and like certain events and like certain things like we don't want to. I think it's the social aspect.
It's I feel, do you know what also too, after the, like after let's say a date, even if it was good or bad, I do feel so drained emotionally 100%. And mentally, because I do feel like a lot of times in date situations, I am the one that's like the funnier one, the one that's kind of carrying the conversation. Like not like necessarily that I'm interviewing, but I'm very consciously aware that I don't want them to have like a lot of awkwardness or dead space or things like that going on.
And it's probably because you do social activity so much mm-hmm. versus a normal person with your job. Like, so you're probably, I don't want to say better at it, but you probably, you're probably used to it. So you probably carry it a bit more.
Totally.
You know,
it's like when I start sending voice notes or videos to guys I'm talking to, like, or dating that we're dating, and I send them and they're like, I never really sent voice notes or videos before.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, like I'm so used to like having this connection.
It's the job.
Because it's my job. Like I'm so used to like being able to like go do more than just text.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Cause to me, I don't think you get like too much over text. Sometimes I need to get out more.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Well, I forgot I was even going to say a pit, but I actually do want to say my pit this week. Because I use this as a pit in the past, and it's back again. I have a fucking ulcer in my mouth.
With a vengeance.
And it's on the inside of the side of my cheek where my 2 molar teeth clapped down. By the way, I just went to the dentist too, and I didn't have this bitch. No, and I did think that because I was like, maybe they accidentally slipped and poked me. Because you know, totally. If you get a sore, it can turn into like a little ulcer.
Uh-huh. Or irritation but in the mouth in general.
But I didn't get it till like days after. So I really don't think it was connection to it, but I just got my teeth cleaned. But I think I just got unlucky. So our next episode, we have a special guest, but if I'm talking a little lispy and my tongue, it's because I'm trying to keep my 2 teeth from clamping down on the inside of my cheek, on my ulcer, because I would jump through the roof. I did it last night. I almost cried. And then it starts the healing process all over again. So just know I'm in mouth pain again, and we're going to get through it.
Do you know what's crazy? Like, do you get ulcers often?
Let me tell you, when I get ulcers, when I eat really, really, really bad, I get ulcers. So I used to get them all the time when I lived in the South because I always ate bad. And I went almost 1.5 years without 1 ulcer here.
Because like the food is just better.
Because I don't eat better. I'm making better choices. Yeah. So whenever I eat bad. So I went home recently and I ate fried food every single day.
Maybe like in your body, it's like.
It's my body telling me no, ma'am. And I get an ulcer. And I don't know if this is like doctor scientific. It's just something I notice. Totally. They relate and they make sense kind of like.
Yeah. It's like your body rejects bad things. Like it's going to show up in weird ways. Yeah. Whether it's a breakout on the face, ulcers, like eczema, like anything that could pop up.
It's food. And that's what I relate it to. And I just went home and gorged myself on the worst food ever. And it was so delectable.
It was so fucking lovely.
And
I love seeing the photos.
It was lovely.
You guys, I have like a kink for Laura's Southern food picks. I told you this. I was like, can you send me photos of what you're eating? Because it's just so different from what I'm used to.
So good.
And like SoCal, it's just not the same.
Never.
So when I see those, like even like the little crab claws and things, and like Laura just also takes just amazing pics. So they're aesthetically pleasing. So I'm like, it looks good and they're aesthetic. It's like, I need every photo.
I ate fried chicken biscuits every single morning for breakfast. And then I had sandwiches for lunch, which wasn't that heavy. But every meal at night, I would have fried food.
You would
fried binge. Crab crawls and
that sounds lovely.
Fried pickles.
Do you know what's crazy too? I also feel like because you drink lemon water a lot, you wouldn't get ulcers as often because the lemon actually keeps your mouth like pretty acidic.
I don't drink lemon water when I'm at the beach because I drink out of water bottles because I don't have my Stanley cup there.
Got it.
So
I was like, wait, how are you even getting it?
I don't have my water? All like my fresh lemons and like all that. I don't have that it. So sense. I would just, you know, at night get a water bottle or on the beach, I'll drink out of water bottle. So I'm not drinking lemon water. So maybe that plays into it too. I feel
like
that
really does add to it.
Maybe I'm back on my lemon water though. Even like, when this hurts, I don't care. Like,
I know that's just
it burns and I don't care. I'll drink it because I love it. It's so yummy to me. So.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I mean, I wish I liked it more because I know lemon water is so good for you.
For your digestive system.
Yes. And you know I have IBS.
Mm-hmm. It's good for you. So, yep. I have mouth pain.
Oh, wait. So, you know when you went to the dentist, you were telling me when you went to the dentist that you're like, if I have to get anything done, I'm not doing it because I'm traveling. Did you have any problems with your teeth? They were like stunning.
I have 1 silver filling that I got so long ago and they just want to trade it out.
Oh, so that's it. No cavities.
No, they just want to, but she keeps on me. She's like,
so about that
girl feeling. About that feeling. And I'm like, leave me alone.
Like, shut up.
I'm like, I love my dentist. Her name's Dr. Hadian. Like, I love her. Like, she is a rock star. And like, the only reason I go to the dentist is to see her, not to actually get my teeth worked on. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, she makes me do things I don't want to do.
As most dentists and orthodontists.
And because I know her, I give her a hard time, and she gives me a hard time.
That's cute though, because mm-hmm. it's nice to have a relationship like that with
people. It is nice, that, like, so you don't have to be all serious and like.
Yes.
She like, I'm like, no, I don't want to. She's like, your filling is very old. Please.
You're like, it's gonna crack soon.
She's like, it's already cracked. But I was like, it doesn't bother me.
But what happens? Like, okay, and your filling gets cracked. What happens?
Can you get it back? Understand? A cavity? I don't probably. I'm like, we'll cross that bridge when we get, there. She's like, we're there. We're there.
The bridge, she's the like, bridge we're there. Has crumbled.
I tell her anything. We're there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bridge is crumbled.
You're like, but what if it's we're there.
We're there. We're there. So she has me scheduled in June, but I have a little sneaking suspicion I might not go.
I think you might be busy in June.
I have like one tooth left.
Lori, you come in, it's this tooth only is there.
You should have seen her with my Invisalign journey. She was going to beat me into next week because every time I'd come in, my teeth would look the same. And I'd be like, she's I haven't been wearing it.
She's like, well, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yep.
And if you want jacked up teeth, that's on you.
She's like, why are you here? But this time she was like, holy crap, your teeth look amazing.
They do.
I have been wearing it. I've been good. I've been good. So.
No, and they remember like when I first met you, they were different. Like there was more crowding. And now they're like, boom.
I didn't even think my teeth were so crooked on the bottom. I mean, they were crooked on top, but they were so crooked on the bottom. I did not think Invisalign was possible. Like I thought it was going to be like braces or some veneer, something crazy. Like I didn't even think it was a journey for Invisalign.
I mean, and, it was kind of painful too.
Oh yeah. And she was like, no, we can absolutely straighten these teeth. And it worked.
And it fucking worked.
It fucking worked.
And then so do you just have to have a retainer like at nighttime now and just kind of maintain?
Well, you're supposed to, after you finish your first year of Invisalign, you're supposed to wear a retainer 24/7 for 1 year.
Huh?
Like just your final retainer. You're supposed to just keep it in like you did your Invisalign for a full year. And then you can switch to only at night. You think I did that?
No.
Psych.
I mean, there would be moments though when you were wearing them, even during the day. Like we'd be hanging out, you're wearing your Invisalign.
But I'm so lazy.
It's hard to do it every fucking day.
Because I can't barely talk. My teeth are so big as it is in my mouth. So anyways,
I like how when you talk, both teeth show.
Do they?
That's something that's like, no, I noticed that like you talk with like your actual mouth. Because
I have so much teeth in my mouth.
I like that they both show. For me, like when I talk, you really tend to only see my bottom teeth.
Yeah, you do see, but you see the tip of your top teeth.
Yeah.
You see the tip and then you see your bottom teeth. Thank God you have nice bottom teeth.
No, my dentist goes, you talk a lot with your bottom teeth. And I'm like, I do.
Yeah.
Like I've noticed that. And he's like, don't you think you would want to get veneers down there too?
One time.
And I go, I think like,
now
I'm
that's
okay.
a selling point.
That,
right
no,
there.
For sure. It was. And it was. And I knew because I'm like, baby, I was a waiter. I was like, you want that chicken, that $3 extra chicken?
I would not I know the selling touch point. Your bottom teeth.
I like my bottom teeth.
Yeah.
Unless they're literally like paper thin and they're going to get fucked, keep them.
There's no way.
I'm chilling.
There's no way. So.
But I was like, I know exactly what you're doing there with my chiclet teeth on the bottom. They're staying as is. I like
think
them.
You shouldn't touch them.
Me too.
You're blessed with good teeth.
Those braces.
Even
really
the capped ones. Even the capped ones. Those are good teeth under there too.
They are though. I never have to get them shaved.
Exactly.
I had,
lucky dog.
Yeah. I had like this.
I would have toothpicks whittled down. I'm like, if you give me enough time, they'll be that thin.
Maybe
anyways.
They would have to been fucking shark teeth underneath there.
I actually get asked, do I have veneers pretty often online?
Really?
But in person, actually, I have gotten asked, do I have veneers in person? And I'm like, girl, don't get too close because you'll find your answer. you're going to be like, oh, no. Nope.
Don't you get too nope, close now.
Those are real. Those are real.
They're like this in your face, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
you
just
have
kidding.
Teeth.
I take care of my teeth.
Yeah. I was like, you have great teeth. Laura, you do.
I do.
Like,
I do.
Don't you ever.
I really do. Even when they were flossing, no blood because I do floss.
Oh, good.
I do floss. I do.
I floss,
I have
water
to.
Pick. I do all the fancy
I can
now.
Feel food in between my teeth because if you wear Invisalign, it spaces your teeth out and you can feel like so much food gets up in there. Mm-hmm. You can feel it. So I have to floss.
I, because of my natural gaps in my teeth, yeah. That was a complete opposite of yours.
Yeah.
I've always had like space there. So I always have to floss and I always have to water pick. because there's always too much space.
So my dentist explained to me that men have gap problems and women have crowning problems.
You're joking.
Because our jaw is so small that almost, not every woman, but almost every woman has crooked bottom teeth to some extent because of our jaw shape. It's just smaller. So it creates crowding with the teeth because we have the same number of teeth. Right, but men's, like, a man's jaw is so much bigger. So they typically, and this isn't to say every man on earth and every woman on earth, but it's more common for men to have spacing issues and more common for women to have crowded issues. Isn't that crazy? She explained that to
me. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Look at my fucking face compared to your face, Laura.
Yeah. This jaw. And we have the same amount of teeth. So think about all those teeth have to fit in the same jaws.
Baby. It's like one tooth here, one tooth here. It's crazy.
It is. Okay, we have rapid fire.
We went crazy. But that's what this is. That's what full coverage is.
We're fools. That's right. Yeah. We're crazy.
But you guys, we have a rapid fire.
So Scandaball is the biggest
rapid fire?
The rapid fire of the season.
It's literally, I meant wildfire when I said that. I meant like, it's literally,
I was like, rapid fire.
Yeah, duh.
Good job.
It's good job, Manny.
Remember whenever you're like, we were in Times Square. I'm in Malibu. That'll come next episode.
That was
literally
that moment.
That'll be next episode.
That is that moment.
That was so good.
No, it literally, like, I feel like it has taken, like, it started as the ember, blew up into a literal wildfire.
Oh my, I've never seen anything like this for reality TV, for what it is. I guess the show has gone on for so many years, and I guess people are so connected with the cast being, hasn't it gone on for like 9 years or something?
Yeah, I think it's like, what, like 6 seasons, 5 seasons? Oh, it's like, it's been a long time. It's like, let's say if something crazy happened in Selling Sunset, a lot of people follow that show and its journey.
Or Drag Race.
Drag Race.
Like if something like Michelle and Rue had a falling out.
Oh my God.
It would be just explosive. Yeah.
Blow up. So it's like something like that caliber.
Yeah.
So what happened, Laura? Let's explain the situation. The cheating scandal. Scandal, if you will, because it has taken the world by actual storm. It was funny the other day when I went to Pump and I ate dinner, I saw Lisa at two tables across from me.
Did you?
Yeah, because it's like, so actually Pump in
I've
LA,
seen her a few times closing. There. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's like really sad to me.
They said that the rent, so the TV show was based out of Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant, Pump. The restaurant Pump sits in the middle of West Hollywood, like literally in the heartland of all the clubs. The ass crack of West Hollywood. And it's actually a lovely restaurant with delicious drinks and the food is so good.
It's on a corner. It's sickening.
And the service is actually wonderful. Those people don't really work at the restaurant, by the way. I think they worked at it in the beginning of the show and then it evolved.
Yeah.
But they like work there.
Yeah, they work there. It's like Selling Sunset. I'm sure a lot of the girlies, like, they work at the office.
They sold a house before, so they work at the office. Right, sure. Right. Mm-hmm. So Tom Scandoval, main character, had been dating Ariana on the show, I believe, for 8 to 9 years.
Yes, a long time. Throughout the whole, like, show's journey.
They had been dating. So it's kind of like you see this couple. And I, from what I understand, they did have on and off problems. Like, it wasn't like a golden perfect love story. You know what I mean? Totally. Like, they definitely had problems. But Raquel was another castmate on the show and had been on for a long time. She was actually dating another castmate for a while, but they ended up breaking up not recently, within the past few years. Turns out Tom and Raquel have been cheating together for 6 to 7 months. And Ariana, his girlfriend, found out about it from what we understand a source told Entertainment through, found a video on his phone, like a sexual video from them on his phone, as well as many text messages. And then she claimed that, I believe she said she found a FaceTime. So it's a little bit of mixed stories, but either way, she found out through his phone about it.
So she like had saw his phone or looked through his phone in some capacity, sees him exchanging some crazy ass shit with Raquel.
And apparently this, you know, affair had been going on for 6-7 months.
But the gag is too, like, Raquel and it was Ariana, right?
Yep.
Were like besties.
Yeah. On the show. They're like pretty close, I would say. Yeah. So
that's why I feel like it's gotten to such a huge, like,
it has gravity. I think it just was, maybe you guys can chime in here that has like watched Vanderpump all the way through and tell me what you think about this. But I heard that this is alleged, but that Tom has kind of had this behavior before, and that Ariana already knew that he does shit like this.
Like he pulls some sly ass bullshit.
Yeah, like he's not golden boy, perfect boyfriend. Like he's like bad boy. He's played some games before. You know, the relationship was tumultuous. Like that is what I've alleged. That's alleged. I don't know if there's truth to that. You guys tell us.
I'm wondering too, like because me and Laura actually both don't watch Vanderpump Rules. We didn't watch it. I mean, this is really enticed me. I've never been so enticed.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm probably gonna have to go back and watch.
That's how I feel too. I feel like I'm gonna have to watch now.
I keep saying I'm gonna do it, but I have so much shit I need to watch first.
You have to get through.
I gotta get through because I feel like that one's gonna be a doozy for me.
Well, it's one you're gonna be committed to.
I bet I can buy the episodes for like a long flight for somewhere.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna binge it though.
Like, yeah, we're gonna binge that.
So because we don't really watch it, we don't actually like know the full scope of like these how these people are on the show.
Right.
So it's like I wonder too, like just in speculation, if he was like this bad boy character on the show, then it's like, oh my god, is anyone shocked?
Yeah.
Anyone surprised this is happening? Like that this
happens? I guess because it was with a castmate, that's why everybody's like freaking out. I did see though that they did show that she and him both had this silver lightning bolt necklace.
I heard about this.
And
a while ago.
Yeah. And like she wore it to a concert and he was like wearing it at the same time, but they were obviously exactly. Like he was with Ariana during that time. So people were like, dang, what how long did this go on? Because like that's weird. Like they're finding little clues.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can definitely see how it's like a gag.
100%.
A man that looks like that with a mustache like that.
Girl.
You should have known at the stash.
And so I believe after all this came up, Ariana, I just saw paparazzi were getting her. She's moving. Mm-hmm. And she had posted a little something on her IG story. Tom did like make post about this. And like,
and he apologized.
I mean, not that that means anything. It's like an Instagram post. But he did speak out about it, you know.
What did he say? I mean, they had a reunion. They had a freaking reunion, for goodness sake. Like, they literally, like, went the fuck in on him on the reunion.
I'm surprised he showed up, but he was probably contracted,
too. I was
going
to say, I'm sure he kind of had to show up.
With the contracts. Like, you have to.
It's like Love is Blind, like, Arena.
What's
you know,
that?
She was going to get wrecked. Love is Blind, Arena.
I didn't see that.
Love is Blind, like,
I only saw one episode. I mean, one season.
Love is Blind?
Uh-huh.
We talked about this.
Oh my god, I'm mixing up Love Island with Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, Love is Blind, Love is Blind.
So, you're talking about Irina. Okay, Irina, everything just came to me. I'm back together.
So do you remember how she came back, but I'm like, you know, she's definitely contracted to be there in some capacity. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, she wants to show face and probably apologize for sure, but like, you know, she's not getting out of not coming.
There.
She doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
There's no way. Like, when you're getting wrecked,
she got
like
wrecked.
That, just like how Tom Sandoval is getting fucking wrecked, I'm like, oh, you're definitely like contractually have to be at this reunion.
That's tough. That was tough for the Irina girl because she's like at that point, like she's not a social media person. She hasn't been on the internet for years. She hasn't been talking to an audience for years. So it's kind of like taking a civilian and making them be on stage with all those lights. And you could tell she was freaking,
like, holy fuck.
Freaking out. Like you could tell.
I would freak out too if that was her.
I would be freaking out.
100%. But yeah, no, I feel like with Tom, like a lot of the times you actually like when it comes to reality TV, you get like paid per episode a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And then it's like once everything is already aired, you get paid the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it's like, baby, if you don't come to this reunion, you're not going to get
paid. I'm sure they were getting paid a huge amount because the drama got so big. So I'm sure like, you know, the network was paying them out to get this on TV.
Yeah. I'm sure with all the other cast too, they're like, you know, they went in on him.
Yeah.
Everything. It was crazy.
Of course, all the girls on the cast hate him.
Yeah.
So.
Fucking garbage monster.
Literally. So.
I mean, that's crazy. You guys, that's so. For nine, like, how could you have a life with someone for 9 years and then, like,
9 years is a long time.
That's crazy to me.
I guess my thing is I feel like all the time with cheating, it's like you want your cake and to eat it too. Because the simple solution is, like, in that relationship before you start a new one, but, like, obviously you're cheating because you're trying to keep both at some capacity. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Especially whenever an affair goes on for months and months and months. You know what I mean? You're
both.
Definitely eating your cake and in wanting to do that too. It's like a super selfish decision because you have ample time to end the first relationship.
Absolutely. Or be like, yo, like, I'm not interested anymore, or be like, can we be in an open relationship? Like, y'all need to like
have or just say if that's the case, you should say what you did.
Exactly.
And let the other person choose what part they want to be in this.
Exactly. It's like, okay, to cool. I'm going to
level out the playing field and keep it admit nice. It.
Like,
yeah,
admit like, hey, it. Like, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, that's a very scary thing. I can only imagine like admitting something like that to your partner, but it's like, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes the right thing to do is hard, but it's the right thing to do.
Right thing to do is always the harder thing to
do. Oh, it's always a harder
thing. And that's just life.
And we know more than
sorry about it.
We know that well. Strong. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Next on our topic list is Miss Kim Kardashian.
She's always in the fucking rapid fire somehow.
She is always in the
rapid
fire.
She's always like somehow
her
in
or Kylie.
The media.
Her yeah. or Kylie.
She's always like somehow in it. There's always something happening with her.
So she went on a podcast recently and she got asked a lot of questions specifically about motherhood and raising her children. She has 4 kids and, you know, she kind of like opened up and told a lot about that, such as her writing each child a 5-page letter every single year on their birthday so they can remember, you know, how they were those years and kind of have like a diary, and like how she talked about, you know, some days she just cries because it's so overwhelming and it's so much, and she never, but the backlash, because it's hard when you're a billionaire for someone to, I get both sides.
Me too.
I get the public side because it's like saying you're a single parent when you're a billionaire is a lot different than the average single parent. It's hard to throw yourself in that category with everybody else when you're a public billionaire, because 100%. The whole world knows the truth. You get so much help.
Way more help.
With everything.
More than most.
With everything. So I think that's where people have a hard time sympathizing and like jumping on board with that conversation. Mm-hmm. But I get Kim's side where it's like, okay, what is she supposed to do? Be like, yep, fuck my kids. I don't do anything for them. I'm a billionaire. I have nannies. Like, is that what people want her to say?
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, she's kind of damned if she does, damned if she doesn't.
She is. And she, I think that she always will be. Like, she's like that kind of person where like, cause to me, like I also see both sides for sure, but I don't think that it was her being like, you guys, I feel it too. I'm a single parent too. I think that she was like, yo, as a single parent, I cry because I like the idea of not being able to have us all in one home together, like think that whole thing. So it's like, I get where she's coming from, like in general being like, you know, I'm upset. Like I don't have a partner. But when people hear that, it's like, but you have everything else.
Yeah.
You have everything else. And it's like, yeah, she does. But she's talking about like from her experience as someone who is just like crying themselves because they don't have a dad that she's
with. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I get both sides. I get how like single mothers can see that and kind of roll their eyes because they know how much easier it is for her versus a regular single mom who's not a billionaire. And Kim does live a lavish life. I would live a lavish life too with my kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if I had $1 billion, if I could, I'd do it too. Yeah. I think anybody would do what she does, you know, like live a lovely, lavish life. But, you know, they asked her specific questions about motherhood and she just answered them. So it's
honestly,
you know, so it's like, I get it. I get it. It's like, honestly, there's nothing she could have said to make people happy there in that situation.
I think that unless she literally was like going to actually like cover her ass and be like, well, I know I'm a billionaire, but I get lonely sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, but even that sounds so
horrible.
Weird.
It does. It doesn't sound good.
But like, but you know what I'm saying? Like it almost would be like, that's what would be have to be said for people to be like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, in a weird way, like that's what she, to cover her ass, like that's what she would have to say.
Yeah.
But no one wants to do that, especially on a podcast. You're your most like raw self, or like at least you, at least I feel like that when I'm doing the podcast. I know you do. Like, it's like, we're the most, like, just, like, chill version. So it's like, you know what? Like, I feel sad at night and I cry myself to sleep because I don't have a partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel sad sometimes when I don't have a partner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have a lot and I'm very grateful what I have. And, like, I have so many things, but I don't have a partner.
I'm sure her motherhood experience is different than most. But I'm sure she has feelings, too.
Exactly.
You know,
I think that's what like the takeaway.
Yeah.
I can see what people are saying because it's like, girl, you have everything. But also like she has feelings too.
Yeah.
Just feel them.
So our next topic is Leonardo DiCaprio, which was Mr. Perfect, who was never in any drama ever until recently. It's like his behavior has kind of just like slowly caught up with him.
He's like, fuck it, don't care.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I feel like he does care because he stays extremely private.
He's a very private person.
And even when he goes out, he still has a mask and the black cap on. Like, you're not even going to see his face. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes me think he still does care. But there were videos of him at the Cannes Festival in the south of France. And it is, you know, alleged.
Yeah, alleged.
Very alleged that he was on cocaine during the Cannes Festival because of his actions that were caught on camera by people's iPhones. And they were posted by media. The gala, honestly, posted most of them. I do want to find the one where he keeps licking his upper lip and teeth.
Is he doing like...
constantly. So it is, and that's where people are coming up with this story. There's no factuality behind it. Uh-huh. There's no proof. Sorry, let me mute this. I want me to see this video.
I have to see, because I actually haven't seen myself yet.
So you can decide for yourself what, you know, what you see. It was one of the first videos they posted.
I mean, and as a celebrity, like, you know how easy it is to get, like, literally anything when it comes to, like, contraband or, like, any kind of, maybe cocaine in Los Angeles is, like, getting a lollipop.
Restart that.
Okay, restart it. Okay, let me see. Okay, I see him licking his... Oh, another lick.
It goes on for
another
a while.
Another lick.
It goes on for a while.
Wait, it almost looks like he's looking at the... like he's like.
It's kind of crazy, huh?
Oh, it's very weird.
But so the constant thing is like... Does he have a tick? It's the consistency with the partying and his age, and the consistency with the extremely young women, and the consistency of how many there are. And it just keeps going on and on and on. Do you kind of see how it's a little odd?
For sure. Well, and then I look at the comments and it's like, this fool thinks he's still in Wall Street, or the Wolf of Wall Street. Like, he's still playing like that character.
The comments are wrecking him. Like, there's snow emoji. Almost 5,000 comments, and majority of them are talking about cocaine and Leo. And again, it's alleged, but I don't know. I feel like Leo just had this perfect image, and it's slowly like seeping out because I think he's getting older, and it's like the behavior is so consistent.
Well, it becomes strange as the older you get that the behavior stays the same as when you were in your 20s. Early 20s, when you're no longer in your early 20s, it becomes like...
Is he in his late 40s now?
Did you grow up at all? It feels very that, you know?
And so many girls have come out, and I guess, granted, these stories are alleged, but with sexual stories, because he has been known to pick up many women in LA randomly, you know, and do...
Oh my God, wait, we literally... have a friend.
Yeah, that he tried to pick up. Yeah, I know several people in LA who have had some type of encounter with him. And I've seen girls on TikTok tell their story that did have the sexual encounter with him.
Do you believe the girls on TikTok?
I do, because of his behavior.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those situations. Now, granted, their stories are still alleged because there is no proof. Totally. And people lie all the time.
Totally. So it's kind of like you have to take a grain of salt.
You do have to take it with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. But it's his consistent behavior that makes you go...
You question it.
Yeah.
You're like,
well, if it smells like a turd and acts like a turd, it's probably a turd.
Totally. The only reason I know that, too, is because... one of our friends that did have that experience, like, is a reputable friend who I do not think would be like lying about the situation.
They would never even say this publicly.
Never. Mm-hmm. Never. It was more of like in our setting.
Right.
And I was like, holy shit. And I absolutely believe her. Like that happened.
I mean, they would have no reason to tell this
to
lie, you know? And so that's why I do like teeter on like, well, you know, that probably happened.
But as he gets older, it becomes more strange because it's like, you're still dating girls in your
18-year-olds and 19-year-olds, and you're still going to the party. And recently, I can't remember, Tyler, who's the famous actor that was in Fight Club?
Brad Pitt?
No, the other one. Edward Norton. So he was on the talk show, and he kind of shaded Leo. And it was kind of shocking because Edward Norton is such a big name, and no one says anything negative about Leo.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, well, you know, you try to talk to Leo, but you can't get the guy off his phone. He's constantly on there looking for the biggest party that's happening, the nightclub to go to, or the model that just turned 18. And it was like kind of crazy to hear him out Leo like that. Like, what was it like working with Leo? And that was what he had to say.
That everyone is literally like, everyone like is like, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I couldn't believe he like said that on a talk show about him. Yeah, I was gagged because it's like no one really says anything about Leo.
But I also, well, Leo's just like such a powerful character in like Hollywood. Like he's so fucking like, Leo.
This is what's so fucked up. I love him.
I do too. It's fucked.
It's so messed up.
If I was a young girl, like 21 years old, and he was like, hey, come back, I'd be like, I literally bet.
I love his acting. I love his movies. Like, so many of us have watched him our whole entire life.
It's hard not to. We grew up with him.
That man is fine, too.
He's fine as fuck. I think he has, like, a Peter Pan syndrome, like, where he doesn't feel like he like, is getting older.
Uh-huh.
When the actuality is, like, he is getting older.
You don't really have to get older when you're that famous and that wealthy. You technically don't have to get older. Exactly. Like, you don't have to do these things and have responsibilities. You technically don't have to get older.
Totally. But the thing is, like, time is time, and he's going to get older regardless of, like, him thinking, like, oh, I can just act young forever. That's fine. But you're going to get older regardless. And I think that that's when, like, the kind of the strangeness or people's thoughts can become a little, like, you ain't 21 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes like a little more strange.
The behavior becomes a little weird.
It becomes a little stranger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some stranger things.
Stranger things.
Yes.
Stranger things.
We have twin telepathy.
How do you guys feel about our dearest Leo?
I honestly would love to know, because I also think he's very talented.
I do too.
And I think he's fine.
Yeah.
I need to watch Wolf of Wall Street.
Have you not? God. You probably haven't even seen Titanic. Get out. Get out. You haven't, have you?
I've seen Titanic. I swear.
He tried it.
Rose. and there's a necklace.
You know what? Can I say something about that movie? Sidetrack. I always felt like the Titanic, that Kate Winslet, Rose, she always looked like way older than Leo in the movie. And I always felt like the casting was off there. Not that they didn't do the best possible job ever in those roles, acting out as those people. They did. I just thought visually, I was like, this kid looks like he's 16 and she looks 35 in the movie.
I thought it was supposed to be there was an age gap.
Is there an age gap?
Tyler, can you fact check for us?
It would satisfy me if there was supposed 100%. To be.
I could have sworn like she was like an upper echelon, like not older woman, but he was like a younger, like, eh.
I don't know.
I thought that there was supposed to be like some type of age gap.
If there was, it makes sense.
You're like,
if there wasn't, that has always confused me. It's always been a little weird to me. So Leo and Kate Winslet physically were the same age when they filmed it. They were both 22 years old. She did not, with the dress and the makeup and the hair, she looked way older than 22, in my opinion. She looked like she was like in her 30s for sure. He looked like he was 16, but he was 22 playing the role. But for the actual characters, he was supposed to be older than her.
Supposed to be like a 20-something-year-old, and she's supposed to be 17.
She was supposed to be the young one.
Yes.
That is not what I caught on camera. That's not what I read.
Opposite.
It was the complete opposite. That was what I read, was opposite.
So if anything, it actually gagged you even more.
Yeah, so that discovery was more disappointing than what I actually thought. Got it.
Me too, actually.
Am I crazy? Or maybe
I thought she looked older as well.
Other people are like, no, she looked young. But I always thought like she looked so much older than him.
I thought she looked like mid-20s.
He was so like scrawny and tiny too. He's just like a little kid, like a little teenager in that movie.
Yeah, but he always just like reads really, really young back then. He read so young, like weirdly young.
My favorite, the Gilbert Grape movie he did, is one of my favorites.
That movie makes me cry.
I don't know. It's very sad. Very sad.
And I'm becoming more sensitive every day, and I can't do it.
Our next topic is Shawty Bae.
Shawty Bae. So she did a meet and greet with Beauty Creations, which is a makeup brand, and she shut down the fucking mall. She shut down that goddamn mall. So Shawty Bae, or Nessa, she is like a TikToker who does like lives. She's known for like doing like lives, and they're like popular, and she's like really funny. And she actually has a condition where half her face is, I believe, immobile. Like she doesn't have as much function on the one of her sides of her face.
Okay.
And so she's just like a really funny person, funny character, and she did it. I mean, good Beauty Creations, and like they had to escort her out because of how crazy and insane it got at the mall.
I saw footage on TikTok. It was crazy. It's crazy.
I was literally like, holy shit. Like, they were like literally like with the security guiding her out. She was in the middle of it and she was squished. And like, I think she like fallen at one point because they like pushed her over. There was literally, I'm not kidding you, surrounding her, like maybe like 10 cops around her.
And they say influencers aren't celebrities. I will say they are short-lived celebrities.
Much shorter than
traditional. But nonetheless.
But in a way. I was really, really surprised. I was honestly really happy for her because I think it's cool. Like, I feel like, especially nowadays, like, you don't really see things like that anymore. Like, you don't see meet and greets like that, turn out like that.
Yeah.
You just don't see, like, these kind of things because of, like, the short-livedness of all the things.
Yeah. And COVID. I feel like COVID changed, like, so much in-person stuff. Like, it just went down. But I also feel like, it's, like, a different time. Like, when they did the VidCon, like, no one showed up at the meet and greets. And, and I do agree, like, part of it is the short-livedness of... Like, there's not as much iconicness of it. Icon is like, the word icon legend. Is like a legend. Yeah.
Iconic, like someone who was really groundbreaking.
Yeah, but then on TikTok, it's like, one, you have quadrupled the amount of influencers, which plays into why, not saying Shawty Bae is short-lived.
No, for sure. We're just like
In general, influencers are.
Which is like, I mean, it's just the truth. Especially like ones that pop up.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like, when you pop up really, really, really fast, if you don't do like the right things, you can crash just as fast as you came up.
100%.
And you just have to be really careful you know, as a creator and influencer. But regardless, I'm happy for Shawty Bae for having such a successful meet and greet. I mean, successful in the way like so many people showed out for her.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Scary it's and unsafe really cool. in a way, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for her have a good meet and greet because like, that's really cool. And I'm glad that people can...
show love for her. Really cool. Netflix,
not the $8 a month,
Netflix going broke or something.
I think Netflix is going broke. Well, they're, remember, like, for a while they were in, like, massive debt.
Oh, that's right.
Hella debt.
So this is the bailout.
So I feel like this is the bailout. Them doing the new $8 a month to share password thing.
So how many Netflix account do you get just paying the monthly fee? Just one?
Oh my God. I don't know.
You can branch a few off
if,
that.
If it's just one, that's out of control. I was like, okay, $8 a month, you're going to be able to share that password.
We definitely share ours with our families.
Me too.
Yeah.
I share all my passwords with, like, all my family. Like, they're the ones that are able to log in, or, like, they share it with me.
But the crazy thing is that people don't realize is other apps, once this goes into play, other apps are going to do it too. Because they're, they will. Oh, 100%. They're going to be like, oh,
but do you Netflix is going to flop because of it?
I don't think they're going to flop.
I don't think they're going to flop. I just don't think it's going to. I think a lot of people will drop.
I do too, but I think they'll make up their money in the $8 a month fee for the people who bail out and drop. Okay,
maybe, and maybe that's why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. They'll probably come up on top.
Because I know that I know that the second the, like, I just know this for sure. When they raised their price recently, a lot of people dropped.
Yeah.
A lot of people canceled their subscription, and they're like, absolutely not. So maybe they're incorporating this $8
thing.
They were
probably like, well, a lot of people dropped and then shared password with someone else, or, like, still get to watch our streaming service. Mm-hmm. Because what if they noticed, and this is, again, alleged, hypothetical. This is a hypothetical. Uh-huh. What if they noticed subscriptions dropped, but viewership stayed the same?
Holy shit. And that would be.
And so they were like, well, what do we do to fix it?
Password sharing.
Password sharing.
I feel like, which, I mean, I can't understand as, like, Netflix being like, why aren't we getting paid for the things that we do? I can get that. Yeah. But, like, when you're such a huge company.
Yeah.
Doesn't it sometimes feel like gouging?
It does feel like gouging. But two, I do ask myself, because they'll be like, $30 million budget for this new series coming out on Netflix, or this actor got paid $10 million, $20 million for this movie on Netflix. And I'm like, how the fuck do they produce so much content with so many big stars and such high budget? You know, I start to question, and it's with an $8 a month share passcode fee. Because I'm like, I was like, how is it possible? Like, that's so much money.
But imagine, like, Netflix is like, let's say they have, what, a million?
I bet we can look up how many. I'm actually kind of curious.
How many people are actively subscribed to Netflix? And how much money does Netflix make a month? They must make some, like, absolute ungodly number if they have a crazy subscription, because it's a monthly thing.
230 million.
That's how many people are subscribed to them?
Mm-hmm.
So 230 million times $15.
It says, how many paid subscribers does Netflix have? They have around 230 million paid subscribers worldwide as the first quarter of 2023. This marked an increase in subscribers, 1.75 million more subscribers compared to last quarter in 2022. So they've gone up in subscribers, and they're changing their rules.
So then what would be 230 million
times. How much is the monthly fee?
Like $15. I think it's $15.
230.
Now.
Gotta add a bunch of zeros. A lot of zeros. Okay, that's 230 million. Uh-huh.
Times 15.
$15.
So that's dollars.
I don't think the number is big enough to go, because I think it's in the billions, right?
It must be.
I think it's in the billions. Tyler, what is 230 million times 15?
Because I think a 1,000 million.
See, I just hit the times
is a billion?
And then did 15, and see, it can't tell.
$3.45 billion.
Dang, that's a month.
In a month.
Wow, they're gonna rule
if
the world.
If that's what it is, like, if that's what it is.
What did Amazon buy? Oh, they have Prime Video. Four.
That's, what? Did you say 3.4 trillion? 230 million times 15. 3.4 trillion. There's no way.
There's no way. I'm so confused.
Around the world, maybe? Like 230 million?
But then that means that they have to pay a $15 monthly fee. They're making trillions. I'm going to say, how much is Netflix worth?
Yeah.
Because isn't it a public company?
Okay, but imagine, okay, they're making $3 trillion a month, and they're paying the amount of money they're paying out to make movies, that's all the shit, maybe doesn't.
Well, Netflix is worth $158 billion.
Is billion more or trillion more?
Trillions more than billions. It's millions, billions, trillions.
How many is fucking, how many billions are in a trillion?
Well,
100?
There is, for $1 million, it is 100,000.
Yes.
And that's a million. So it'd be 100 million.
Got it.
Would be 1 billion.
And then 100 billion?
100 billion would be a trillion. And, but they're worth 158 billion.
See, that's why it don't make no sense to me with the trillion. Yeah,
the math ain't math in here.
The math, this is the epitome of math, not mathing.
Apparently that's for US users only, is the $8 fee.
Oh.
Yep, it says it cracks down only in the US. Lovely, darling. Sure,
great, fucking great.
Okay, Disney.
Disney versus DeSantis.
Disney versus the governor of Florida.
You guys, this, I really feel like this journey is the journey that keeps on going.
Mm-hmm.
So DeSantis is the governor of Florida. He's the one that has been passing very anti-LGBTQ
yes.
plus bills, like the Don't Say Gay bill in schools, like till third grade. It just got passed to even going to 12th grade, not talking about sexuality in school at all. No gay, nothing. And so Disney, and he's actually, so DeSantis is actually pulling back on like Disney's kind of like rights that they have in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so Disney's now like, oh, so you want to battle?
Mm-hmm.
Disney's now currently battling. And so now they're like going to bat against DeSantis, Disney, because they're like, we want all of our rights to continue to be instated, plus all the shit you're doing with the LGBT community, not on our watch.
Yeah.
They pulled a $1 billion project from Florida.
So they were going to build a $1 billion, what was it, a park?
I think it was a like a building. It was like a structure.
Okay.
Like a structure thing.
For people and for people to see.
For and it would have helped give them 2,000 jobs. 2,000 jobs given to people in Florida.
And they pulled the entire project out of Florida because of the governor.
Mm-hmm. Pulled out a $1 billion project because they're like, we're going to, and they're like trying to sue DeSantis. For like, because of their First Amendment rights.
Wow.
So I'm like, the fact that Disney, with their literally unlimited pockets, you know, Disney Plus is past Netflix money-wise, by the way?
I believe it so much. So, I believe it.
The fact that...
Well, you know Hulu and Disney are one. So true. That power, so like combined, that's like, that's huge.
Extra combination.
Yeah.
So Disney, to me, has unlimited budgets.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Because
plus, like, think about movies, think about Disney World, think about Disneyland, well, think about everything.
They own ESPN, too.
Oh,
they own what, don't so they much, own? By the it's way, fucking Disney. That you don't even realize they've bought out so much.
Their pockets are so deep. So for them to go against like kind of DeSantis, it, to me, I'm like, this is such a great stand. I'm mm-hmm. so glad to see Disney standing up for themselves and also for, you know, LGBT people, you know, as someone myself in the community. So, you know, it's scary. Like Florida can be really, really a scary place.
Someone asked me recently because I have a house there. They're like, oh, would you ever live there? And to answer your question, no, I wouldn't. I would never live in any of the southern states ever again. It's not that I don't appreciate them for the great things that they are and that they have, but I'm just like in a different place in my life right now and will probably always be.
Totally.
So I can't ever see myself living there again.
I mean, like, so sometimes too, like when views are so skewed in different directions, to me, like sometimes like outliers are so intense
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't matter where you are, whether what side of the outlier might be. It's just like sometimes the views are so strong that it's kind of jarring. Like people that are so far right wing, jarring.
Yeah.
People so far left wing, kind of jarring. Like yeah. everything is like when it's such big outliers, it's kind of like, okay, so what's going on? You yeah. know what I mean? So yeah. I think that when it's something like that, where like Florida, there's a lot of that too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little, it can be a little intense.
Yeah.
And just, you know, like the fact that DeSantis specifically, to me, is like the spawn of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
he, you know, him trying to take away so many rights. And like, even like there's like a thing going on TikTok. And it was like about a teacher showing the movie Strange World from Disney. It's a PG movie, mm-hmm. cartoon. The little boy in it, he has a crush on his male classmate.
Mm-hmm.
Has a crush on him and talked about it for 1 minute. He's like, I kind of have a crush on him, to the dad. And the yeah. dad was like, I know, you got it, whatever. It ended up coming back to like the school board that she showed Strange World. She's like literally battling like the school board in Florida right now because it was a PG movie that the school board was like, absolutely not. It's there's gay rhetoric in here that you're trying to put onto children. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's no, that's not real.
Yeah.
Not real. The idea of this whole pushing the gay rhetoric on children is crazy. Because there's no pushing. It's more so like actually opening a door for what you might feel like you are.
Yeah.
There's no rhetoric. I'm like, if you want to talk about real rhetoric about like children, what about straight people putting their children in like lady killer?
Yeah.
Like their boys like lady killer. And like, if they want to really go there when it comes to like the children stuff and like sexualizing children, then why are you doing those things?
Yeah.
Like, why are those things happening? You're forcing that.
You force one narrative and you pretend that any showing of anything gay or anything different is forcing of another narrative.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then so they're trying to take that voice out of it completely in Florida.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, to me, I'm like,
I think they're fighting an uphill battle that they're going to lose eventually.
Cool.
Florida.
100%.
I think Florida is fighting an uphill. The governor.
You're going to lose.
Exactly. Like, it is an evolution and it's a battle that you're just running in circles with.
Maybe Gen Z is so like vocal about who they are.
And I think it is truly just a matter of generational time.
I think so too. I think that their time is just running out.
It is.
I'm like, baby, you can pass all the bills you want at this point. The second you're out of office.
Exactly.
The amount of bills that are going to be revoked by people from Gen Z, from millennials. Matter people of that actually care time.
Yep.
About the actual people.
Yep.
Baby, it's only a matter of time.
It's a matter of time. So.
But still, during this time, it still sucks. Like, it's horrific. Like, the fact, like, all these things happening that it's like, you don't want to live in places when that's how they treat human beings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it just sucks.
Yeah. I agree with that. But I agree. Disney. It's so sad. And Disney's a force to be reckoned with.
I would not want to battle Disney.
But it's kind of impressive to see such a big company
rally
like that, because what it does, it creates a voice for other companies that don't know what the next move is or like what to do in these situations. Like, they kind of let them know too. They set an example of what they're going to be doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is not pandering.
No.
This is not like fake allyship. This is not like putting a rainbow over a logo. This isn't things like that. This is
really
like real
putting
shit.
Your money where your mouth
this
is.
This is some like real shit.
You know, you can say all day
fuck
long.
DeSantis vibes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is a real, they're really putting their money where their mouth is and making huge changes. So,
yeah. So, anyway, go Disney. And I will continue to keep my Disney Plus membership.
Well, the content's amazing outside of that.
And it's amazing.
Too. The content is just amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. I don't really, it's just so funny because people really think, you know, they can guard their children from what they're going to see, when in every child's face is this
an
right
iPad.
Here, this thing right here. Every child's face.
Diva.
More hours of the day than you're probably spending with them. So
it's because they think that's going to happen because that's how they're grown up. Make it make sense.
It's just, it never makes any sense. It never makes any sense.
It's because that generation didn't have their phones. So they were not exposed to
different ways. Honey. It's exactly. A level of delusion.
They were not exposed to seeing different ways of life. And, you know, a lot of times in the media in middle America could be very like geared
guarded.
Towards one thing.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, a lot of times media does change people's perception.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're seeing one thing only, everything else become that you don't see, it's kind of like, that's kind of strange.
Yeah.
So in order to not make think everyone's a fucking weirdo, expose people early on to different things. Because people are different. I'm sorry, we're not all fucking cookie cutter.
Well, you know, I it's just Hello? Like people, if people aren't just like you, people just expect the whole world to be just like you. And if they aren't, then it's wrong or it's bad. You know what I mean?
It's scary.
Like, that's the concept there. It's scary. It's wrong. Anything different is scary. So it's wrong and bad. Mm-hmm. And we need to bash it and get rid of it as soon as we possibly can.
It's
so sad. And it's such a small way of thinking. It's just such a small way of thinking.
Did you see recently? I know we're like trying to finish the podcast, but like this has popped up. Recently, it just came out that the state of like Illinois, the Catholic Church, like what happened with the Catholic Church and like them covering up all the abuse, the sexual abuse.
You know, the Catholic Church to me, and I don't even care if Catholic people get mad at me, the amount of shit that has come out, and I'm not trying to say every single Catholic church out there is like this.
For sure.
But bitch, the amount of shit that has come out about the Catholic Church.
Crazy.
Is crazy.
And there, so it just came out that they showed the actual like files from the last 60 years in the Catholic Church in Illinois. The government, like, they've covered up 500 cases of sexual assault, minor children sexual assault in the Catholic Church. And it's crazy how the Catholic Church is the first to be like, fuck drag queens.
It's interesting that people will freak out about their children seeing anything that could allude to gayness, like even seeing it, like the movie in the classroom.
Yes.
But will so quickly put their child with a Catholic preacher and walk away after so many proven cases of sexual assault has come out. So that's always very interesting.
Make
to
it
me
make
too.
Sense.
It just never
hold the same gravity on both sides.
It never makes it never adds up.
It don't add up.
It never adds up.
And that's just like the sick reality is that they don't give a fuck about what's actually going on. They just don't want. They want to ban trans people. They want to ban drag queens.
Something
they want to ban
different
LGBT.
Or scary.
Yes.
But the Catholic Church has been around for a really long time, and
so
it's known,
it.
So they're used to it. So we don't ban that and that behavior. We just cover it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's all, it never makes sense. It's a conversation to have, and we wanted to bring it up on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk about it.
It's important. Mm-hmm. It's really important. Like, I feel like that's something that, like, yeah, we like kiki and shoot the shit on here, and that's like what the podcast is really about. But we also want you guys to open your mind and open your guys's
heart.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are different, and that is absolutely okay. And especially going into Pride Month, like, you guys, like, people are no different than you. We all bleed red.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
We all bleed
it's
red.
It's true.
And we're all just trying to be happy. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't involve you, then literally shut the fuck up.
Honestly, that's great advice. That's advice I had to take coming out some drama. If it doesn't involve me, just shut the fuck up. And it's the best advice ever.
Mm-hmm. Just
mind your own fucking business.
And mind your business. Especially like when it comes to people's lives.
And well-being.
And their well-being.
So
don't be telling people what they can and can't do. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell a woman what she can and can't do with her body because it's not my fucking
business.
If
that's your religion, then don't
that's
do
your
it.
Religion.
Then you don't do it.
Have fun with that when that's
like. Yes. Yes.
But don't be telling anyone else here what to do.
You know, well. Mm, anyways, we that is where we are ending our episode today on Full Coverage. Thank
we
you guys
love you.
For being here and watching.
Don't forget to check out the merch, you guys. We're going to leave it linked down below. We're so excited for it. I hope you guys enjoy it. Just like a cute little lounge, kind of loungy vibes.
That's right. Fanjoy.com/full coverage. And we'll see you the next episode. Bye, guys. Mwah.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.